What am I on to?
And we're done. Good night,
that's
everyone.
It. Good episode.
I'm not even going to say anything. We're not going to start. We're out. We're done.
Let's call it a day.
Good night.
It is late. Let the viewers know, Clive. It is late.
It is late, and I don't know what they're viewing, but let the listeners know.
That's it.
What's the time currently?
It is 6 minutes past 10 on Tuesday, the 4th of March, 2025, when Arsenal created history by being the first ever
team
to score 7 goals away.
Still
in the Champions League, last 16 around.
Oh, fucking hell.
But we're not here to talk about that.
As soon as I saw that stat, I knew you were going to bring it up.
We're not here to talk about that.
No.
We're Premier League only.
We're not strictly, but
we're going to get a DVD soon.
And we're not Tottenham.
Whether we're getting not far off.
No, we still win things.
Stats don't count.
I mean, FA Cups do, though, don't they?
Let's not talk about that.
Oh, FA Cup. Listen to it. Great big club like Arsenal talking about FA Cup. Love it.
Yeah, I mean,
that's clubs, what you've got to achieve now, isn't it?
Most clubs do talk about trophies when they win.
Yeah,
them,
no, so. mate, if that's where you see yourself at Arsenal at, is the FA Cup, by all means.
You're
more than
welcome to it. The ambition's higher than that, but it's something that we've done along the way.
I don't think it is, mate. I don't think it is.
It's something we've done along the way.
Like, I was talking about something about the other day with someone about Arsenal, yeah, and clubs in other clubs in general, is that you guys talk about how great Arsenal are as a club. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you remember it. I remember it.
Some examples,
of
please.
Of growing up, of obviously Arsenal and the, you know,
we
unbeaten. I'm bringing this up, the unbeaten and winning the Premier League. Well played, yeah?
When we had great players.
Yeah, but it was 20-odd years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah? When does it become a point of just, like, history?
I mean, it is history.
No. Not to the point of that. Like, we go back to Tottenham. And we say, oh, you know, in the 60s and stuff like that, winning trophies and how great we were then. But you guys know it weren't Premier League, though, was it? When does it become a point where people are like, well, Arsenal ain't won that for 40 years?
You've already said it like numerous times on this podcast that, oh, it's been 20 years since you last won the league.
Yeah.
But it's still history. Like,
I get that. I'm just getting to the point. I'm getting to the point is when do people start looking at Arsenal and being like, "Well, fuck me," you know? They are like Tottenham.
I mean, I'm still celebrating the West Ham won the World Cup. So
I'd say it might become something if we don't again. Like, and this isn't just the bragging thing in it. This is just stating the fact that only 4 years ago we won an FA Cup. When was the last time Tottenham won an FA Cup?
No, it's been a while. But that's what I'm saying about Arsenal as a club is what you are if you're that happy about an FA Cup.
We're not. No, the ambition is to win the league.
That's everyone's ambition. That's why they're in the Premier League.
Well, again, all right. So we've got a realistic ambition to win the league.
Yes, that's very realistic. Achieving that realism.
Going into the season, it was a realistic. Like, we've finished second the last 2 years and got closer each time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not gone our way this year. But if you don't have that ambition as a football fan, what's the point of being a football fan?
Oh, no, I'll get the ambition. I'll get that.
So, what's your point?
The point is you haven't achieved anything with that ambition.
Well, again, we have been. Again, an FA Cup here and there is this something Tottenham players haven't done in our lifetime?
I'm going to make a point. Clubs apparently, underachieving for the last 20 odd years.
I'm going to make a point of you need to get that winning mentality. You need to build that up. If you had done it when you had Bale and Harry Kane, you might have been a good team, and you might have gone on to win even more. I mean, even more would suggest that you won something.
Possibly.
But it instills that mentality. It puts that mindset and how to get over the line into your players. Obviously, we want that throughout the team. And that is where buying players like Zinchenko and Jesus, hopefully, again, pushed us on. We've been unfortunate with certain things here and there. The ambition is there to for the players and the manager to go on and win the league. Yeah. And it's not, and that's why we say we need a striker and why we moan about decisions, because we are knocking on the door. The ambition's there. Like the owner's ambitions might not be. The owner's ambitions are probably just to be in the top four, but the fans aren't. The fans want to win the league.
Oh, I'm aware.
So, again, what's your point?
Well, I'm just saying that Arsenal are being what they are, as they keep you guys keep harping on about how great you are, how you should be winning the league because of what you've done the last few years.
Where did it go?
Where did he go?
Achieved it.
Even the podcast got sick of listening to it.
Yeah.
Cut him off.
You still hear me?
You dropped out for most of that point. So if you want to repeat yourself.
You guys keep harping on about how great you are as a club and how you should be winning the Premier League, and that it's your ambitions at the moment.
Yeah, it's not that we want to win the league. And as you've said previously, as a club that has a big club mentality, the demands of the fans are there to win the league. Yeah, we want to win the league. And as you've said, again, you've said this several times, every club in the Premier League should be ambitious enough to win the Premier League.
Agreed. Everyone's ambition is to win the Premier League. That's the idea, isn't it? That's why they strengthen their club, their team every year, is to strengthen it. I'm talking about how Arsenal, as a club, keep harping on about how big they are and how they should be winning the league, should be, well, maybe not so much the Champions League, but how great they are, but yet haven't done it in 20-odd years. Forget Tottenham and me saying this. We already know fucking what Levy wants to do. He's happy for Beyonce and NFL games at the stadium, so we're making money. Yeah, that's on Levy. I obviously want to win the league, yeah? But as an Arsenal, and I keep seeing it everywhere, is that every single year, it's always like, oh yeah, we've nearly there. We finished second. Yeah, oh, we're there. We just need to get a striker. Yeah, okay, we need to get that. And then you don't win it, but yet you're happy to take the FA Cup. Yes, you get the small wins, but like, why are you not then pushing on from that FA Cup and getting, you're spending the money on the players, but you're still not achieving it. This season, Man City dropped off. It should have been your season, but yet Liverpool come out of nowhere. Well, not out of nowhere, in my opinion. I expected it. But Liverpool are now thriving. But Arsenal are yet struggling again.
How long have you been bottling this up for, Luke?
Oh, he hasn't. He mentions it every week, does he not?
Like, I have to, mate. I have to.
And he's just still on the tack.
I've got to take the wins where I can. Yeah, I mean,
I don't know what you're winning about, to be honest. Like, again, like that is the Tottenham mentality. We look at other people's failures rather than our own.
Oh, I'm already aware of Tottenham's failures. It's been like that for years. I'm used to it. But you Arsenal fans at the moment keep thinking that you are the greatest team in North London.
We are the greatest team in North London, for sure.
Or London in general, to be fair.
And we're the best team in London at the moment, for sure.
Luke, what do you mean? No.
Who's better than us in London at the moment?
What team?
Name a team that's better than us in London this season.
Hang on, let me ask Luke a question quickly.
Yep.
Right. So the deal is Tottenham win the Europa League this year.
Yep.
Yeah. But for the next 3 years, Arsenal win the league. Would you take that bargain?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's just a question.
Why wouldn't I? Spurs fans keep thinking about Arsenal. I don't give two shits.
You didn't let me finish.
I said, I don't give two shits where you finish in the league.
Tottenham
at the moment are building a squad. We've got Postecoglou, and I keep saying this.
Not allowed to do that, mate.
I don't want him gone because he needs to build this squad.
You'd rather see Arsenal fail than win anything.
No.
I think a lot of Spurs fans would, though.
But it's moronic. It is moronic. I don't even see why we care about it. We need to be caring about us. I mean, yes, I talk about Arsenal not achieving because they keep this everywhere and they keep fucking harping on about how great they are. Well, they're not. Yeah.
I want to see this evidence of people harping about how great Arsenal.
Fucking hell, Clive. Go and watch your
send me
fans and shit, yeah?
I'm not going to watch Arsenal TV because they don't, number one, and they're idiots, number two.
They're the people that that are out there talking about it, mate. They're your fans, Clive. They're your people.
Some of them are definitely not Arsenal fans.
We're bigger than that anyway. Bigger than Arsenal TV.
But no, I don't care. You know, if it was a case of, you know, maybe years ago when we were finishing in the top four and fighting for that top four, and we was getting like for four, five seasons, six seasons in a row. Yeah, if it was then, I'd prepare a different mentality if Arsenal were finishing above us, because we were all fighting at the moment. We're fucking down near Ipswich, not far off from there. It's like, well, why should we care about Arsenal and every other club? We should be caring about us at the moment, getting our ass up that fucking table. And yes, and Europa League is what we need to focus on and try and win it for the get Champions League for next season. That would be great. Yeah, if Arsenal, if someone said to me, oh, Arsenal win the league or win the Champions League this season, but Spurs get in the Champions next season, good for them. They get in there, well done. They've done really well to do it. I don't care. I'd rather us get the Champions League, build a squad, and start pushing us up that table. So then Tottenham can start achieving something. Fuck Arsenal for now. That rivalry can come when we get closer to them. At the moment, yes, Clive, in North London, you are the best. You are the better
in
team.
In London.
Yeah? No, in North London. You are the better team. Yeah,
no better London team than us.
Not the most successful
at the
team
moment.
In London.
Yeah, well, yeah, not the most successful team.
It depends on how far you want to go back in history, because we
23
are.
Years.
So yeah, up until 23 years ago, definitely are. Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast, everyone.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm still waiting for him to name a better team in London at the moment.
Fucking
currently,
Brentford. Fulham are better than Arsenal.
League table shows the differently.
Oh, going by that. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, that's how you're going to judge it, right? How else are you going to judge it?
No, that's fine.
I knew that was coming.
That's fine.
How else are you judging it?
That's all right. I agree with you. It's fine. So you're above them. You are in the table statistically.
The best team in London.
No, you're just in the league, mate. You don't put a label on it.
I mean, you're the one shouting around about it, so we do need to put a label on it.
Oh, okay. Your best team in London, Clive. You can have that achievement. You can have the achievement.
I wasn't even after it. It's just that your nonsense needs to be called out every once in a while.
Have the star.
Your nonsense needs to be called out every once in a while, doesn't it?
Do they give trophies out for that? If they do, you're
probably fit next to our Audi Cup that you celebrate all the time, wouldn't it?
That's fine. At least that's a trophy. You can't get one DVD. For being the best team in North London.
In London. I don't know why you keep specifically saying North London.
I don't know why you keep saying London.
Well, because we're the best team in London currently.
Thank you.
Position wise.
I don't know what else you're going to do it for. Oh, your nonsense does need to be called out, mate. Fucking hell. Who played first? Chelsea. Mitchell?
No.
Mitchell, 4-0 against Southampton. Go.
Yeah, it was 4-0.
Woo!
That's it. That's all I've got. It was a long time ago, Clive.
It was a long time ago.
I'll tell you, four
different goal scorers by the looks of it. I'm just looking now.
Was there?
And Kuku.
I'll tell you who didn't score, Clive. I make you very happy.
I know. The ice cold man who had about...
Do you know what?
I remember watching the game thinking, he's being greedy now. And just
every time he
had a chance.
He had so many chances as well. Yeah. And you could see it on his face. I think the last miss he had in the second half, and he just had this little wry smirk on his face.
There was a proper smirk at one point.
He was like, I don't know what's going on here. I'm telling you now, when he finally does score again, they're going to flood in. But at the moment, he's got the Nicholas Jackson curse. He's just, I don't know, he's not, he's just not. How can you not score against Southampton? I mean, Jesus, you got, who was the other goal scorer? I think Colwell was his second goal for us ever.
Yeah, Colwell scored your third. Pedro Neto scored your second.
That was a very good goal, Neto's goal.
Mark Cucurella.
All right, Bob.
I hate Mark.
Leave him alone.
I agree, Bob.
He does a good job. I made some notes at the start of the game because we didn't... we didn't score until, what was it, 24th minute? And they had a couple of chances. And I'm sitting here thinking, don't fucking do this. Not Southampton. They're so shit this season that if we can't even score past these or lose, we are off the boil. He's getting sacked. They probably would have sacked him if we lost against Southampton. That's just the way we are. And the crowd was starting to boo. I remember it was about 16 minutes in and the crowd was starting to boo because we were playing the ball backwards. We were looking very nervous until the first goal went in.
See, that pisses me off, that does. After 16 minutes, I complained about it with West Ham earlier on in the season as well when they were booing it. Like, it's 16 minutes. Let them fucking play about a bit. Get a feel for the game. What the fuck are you booing for after
16 minutes?
Yes. So the Arsenal fans, we're the groaners. So one bad pass and everyone will go, oh, for fuck's sake. And you can hear it audibly. And you just think, why get on the players' backs? Like, fucking clap them and encourage them rather than go negative. I don't get it.
It's, well, I can see, well, the worry was because we've had a bit of a bad run. I think we had, what, 1 in 5, maybe 2 in 5 before that match. And we were off the bounce of 2 losses. And we're not scoring. I think that's what everyone was worried about. The attacking football wasn't there. We weren't scoring. Even though last week we lost, I did like that we were attacking a bit more last week, the week before. But there was some nerves there. People were starting to get a bit fed up. It was like, look, this is... Not only is it the... just the fact that they're sitting at the bottom of the table. They are one of the most poorest teams I've seen in the Premier League this season, ever. So poor. Over.
It's 16 minutes, though. Like, don't justify that. Yeah. Like, that's fucking ridiculous.
It is. But I think it's not the fact that it's 16 minutes in this match. It's the last 10 games.
You're fucking one of them.
I wouldn't. I would never do that personally. I'm just saying I can understand it. But yeah. But then, then the first goal goes in. The nerves calm down. And then it's all confidence. It literally is all confidence because we got that confidence when we got that goal. And then we were playing some lovely football like we were doing against Villa. We started playing nice football. He kept that same system. Neto was playing up front. And it was a bit free-flowing. It was nice. And then Neto's goal was a nice little counter-attack. And I think it was Nkunku that held the ball up and then perfectly weighted pass to him for him to slot it top left, I think it was. And I'm thinking, if Palmer had that, he probably smacked it right at the keeper in his current state. But then we carried on. I think Carwell got a header from a free kick from Neto again. And so we've gone in 3-0, and I'm thinking, right, that's fine. This is exactly what we needed. Just a confidence-boosting performance and game, because I didn't want it to be a case where we scrape a 1-0, but the performance was bad. The second half, there's literally nothing to talk about. It was dead. It was slow, going through the motions. Nothing was really happening.
And finished by Cucurella. Yeah, and it was good work, buddy. You brought on a youngster, and he kept the move alive and got the assist for Cucurella, I think.
Yeah, we did. What's his name? Shim Muheka.
Player number 88, probably.
76. I mean, nothing to shout about in the second half, but it was nice. It's exactly what we needed. We needed a bounce. We needed a good performance. We needed goals. It's a shame Palmer didn't score. I'm glad
he... No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Well, listen. No.
He said it.
Well, I was going to say, hopefully he'll score against Leicester and then fucking hat-trick against Arsenal the week after. Could you imagine? Oh, and you know what? You've given him so much stick as well. He'll fucking... Oh, my God. I'm going to put a bet on.
You think Palmer hat-trick against Arsenal.
Oh, Clive, it's going to happen. I can feel it. You know, sometimes when you say something, you just feel it a little bit.
I mean, go for it.
Don't let me forget. Someone remind me after.
Please bet responsibly.
Yeah, that's right. Bet responsibly, yeah. But I am going to bet. Palmer, hat-trick, it's Arsenal. I'm telling you now.
What Mitch was doing isn't responsible. So don't do it.
I'm very responsible. Good bounce-back performance after 2 losses.
Leicester next. I want to see that again, and then go into that Arsenal game with a lot of confidence, because it's fucking confidence that we're missing at the moment. But yeah, I've got nothing more really on that match.
Yeah, it was quite some time ago, that particular match now, and I think that was the Tuesday night, one of the Tuesday night matches. So yeah, literally a week ago. So I can't really add anything else other than, like, I feel a bit for Aaron Ramsdale, because he's getting absolutely battered every week, and no real fault of his own.
Though this season.
Yeah, I don't get why he went there. Like, honestly, he's better.
I'd have taken him.
Hey ho, there you go. Anyone else want to talk about Chelsea?
No thanks,
Chelsea.
Wonderful news. That's a groan, Luke. Do you want to talk about them?
Oh, shit.
Are you just groaning that we'll go to Arsenal Forest next, because it's going to be very short. It was a 0-0 draw. I think Arsenal hit the post once. I think Raya made one save, and that's it. That's a wrap. We don't really need to speak about it. It was Forest just sat very deep and hit us on the counter. They made a couple of good chances, really. But we couldn't break them down. Had a good few corners, and I think their goalkeeper made one good save from a corner. Other than that, it's just a nothing game. Just an absolute nothing game.
Do you want me to say it?
I mean, you might as well. You're going to say it every week. So.
Imagine if you bought that striker, eh?
Imagine, eh? Yeah, we might have got a 1-0 win.
That's all you need.
Maybe.
We could have lost the game. Over now, isn't it?
We could have lost the game if we had a striker. Who knows? But yeah, the league's done and dusted.
Yeah. Every game for you is a must-win game, and you've what was it? Last two games you butchered.
Last two games we lost to West Ham and drew with Forest.
Big club though, isn't
it? Got United left, but the energy we showed tonight in the Champions League, if we can just keep doing that for the time being, the likelihood is we play Real Madrid next. I don't see how we beat them without a striker. So, I say the likelihood is they've got a tough derby. Yeah, second leg they go to Atletico, and I think it finished 2-1 tonight. Maybe there's a route there for some success this season. But if we get past Real Madrid, we've then got Liverpool or Villa. So, you know.
Yeah.
No easy going.
Well, the Premier League's dead, but the first spot's dead, but it's exciting with the old top five, isn't it? Who the fuck knows what's going to go on there? 10 points between, is it between second and 10th or something?
Yeah, Villa.
Yeah. Crazy, man.
Not even that. I think it's I think from Villa to Nottingham Forest is 5 points. 6 points.
Clive, you've got to be thinking, you know, you've got to be finishing second, right? Regardless of the injuries and stuff. Is that your thought process at the moment or not?
Like, from the position we're in at the moment, I think if we don't finish second, that would be a failure. The only medicine that you could take with that is if we get to the Champions League final and we slip down in the positions once or twice, just through resting players in the Premier League to play Champions League football. But that would be a big old gamble anyway. But yeah, like, I think we've got a little bit of a gap between third at the moment. So I still think we've got enough to finish second.
Do you think Arteta, he knows now the league's gone? So your performances might go off the boil a little bit, but he's going to go all in on the Champions League.
I honestly think he probably believed that a couple of weeks ago, but obviously he's not going to come out and say that publicly, is he? Like, he's always going to say it's not over until mathematically it's done and dusted. But even on the night we played Forest, Liverpool played Newcastle, and I think every single Arsenal fan did the exact same. Look at Newcastle's lineup. See that Isak was missing through injury or whatnot, and go, well, it's absolutely done and dusted now. Like, Newcastle aren't going to beat Liverpool without Isak. Like, so, and then the draw didn't help that anymore. But yeah, look, I can see them again, not putting as much effort in or not putting the energy levels they possibly need to in the league. The danger there would be if you kind of take your foot off the gas now, can you get it back up to where it needs to be for Champions League games? So it could be quite a dangerous thing to do. Obviously, the result tonight all but guarantees that we're into the next round of the Champions League. So we probably don't. Obviously, we got United at the weekend away from home. I mean, I'm probably going to predict a draw there again. I don't know yet.
They've got to up their performance, haven't they? They've been doing that against big teams all year, really.
They did with Ten Hag. I don't know about Amaron. Like, I know they did. They get a draw against Liverpool.
Yeah, drew against Liverpool, beat City. Like, I feel like in these big games they're kind of stepping up a bit.
Maybe they'll step up if they've got another gear to go to. Obviously, they just went out of the FA Cup as well. So they, but they play. Did they play Thursday night?
7-11.
Yeah, I think it was or something.
So maybe
Thursday. Yeah, Real Sociedad.
Oh, so not exactly the easiest game.
And they're away.
So hopefully that takes a bit out of them, and we can cruise that game a bit. But I think we're safe in the terms of. I mean, there's still a fair few games to go, isn't there? Still, what, 11 games for Arsenal and everyone below Liverpool, basically. So maybe not safe. There's still a lot of points to play for. But I'm still confident that we'll finish second. It does become a failure if we don't get to at least the semi-finals of the Champions League. If we any lower than second.
And that's the thing, isn't it? Like, you could put all this effort into the Champions League and then, like you say, drop off, and you have a potential there for a disastrous season. If you, say, ended up finishing fourth and only not getting past the quarterfinals of the Champions League, you know? Like, that's disastrous then, isn't it, really?
I don't know about disastrous, but it's certainly not where we want to be, and it doesn't, like... The confidence, what would be disastrous if the players then lose the faith in the plan, like Saliba, for instance, and his head gets turned elsewhere? That could then be disastrous. But my mentality is if we go into it, it's that expectation, isn't it? Like, I don't want to finish any lower than second because I think we've been the second best team in the Premier League this season. When we've looked good, when we've kept players on the pitch, we've been very hard to beat. It would be a bit of a slap in the face if we didn't finish at least second now. But as I say, if we get to a Champions League final, I can forgive a couple of position slips. Only a couple though.
Yeah, I mean, even finish it. If you finish fourth, I mean, it was against 12 men all season, wasn't it? So it's still an achievement.
It's a massive achievement. Isn't it? We bring out DVD.
Yeah. Why
our season against 12? Did I say happy?
No. Well, you'd be content, I guess. With dropping a few. In the
if
league.
We get to a Champions League final, because the
and
logical
don't win, and don't win it.
Like no, I'd, ideally I'd want to
no,
win
no,
it.
No, but let's
but
say
what
like
I'm saying, if we
Champions
we get
final, and don't win it,
because. I'd like to believe in that sense that looking forward, he'd be resting players in the Premier League to put all the eggs in, to give us the best possible chance of winning the Champions League.
Okay, but then if you don't
that would be acceptable. Like, it depends on who we play in the final. Like, if we got to the final, it would depend on who we played. But, yeah.
I wouldn't be happy at all. Like, of the whole season being second, and then you decide to rest players so you can get to that Champions League final. Fair play, you've got there, well done. And then you lose it, and then you finish, like, third. Or fourth.
But, like, from a mentality of the Premier League's gone, we can't win that. So the league position, as long as we finished in the Champions League, there's no prize for finishing second. There's no prize finishing third. There's no prize for finishing fourth. Like, so
imagine
I want again, it's the ambition of wanting to win things. I want us to have the best chance of winning a competition. And if that means resting key players and dropping some points in the Premier League, then that's the sacrifice you need to make. It's
the gamble for the Premier League, didn't you?
It's the gamble. You get a striker? That's a completely different scenario, isn't it? Yeah. Because we haven't got the striker.
Even if we bought
a striker in January, the league's still done and dusted.
But that's what I'm saying. So even if you were thinking of dropping players, you don't know you're going to win that Champions League. So you have to take that chance. If we're still in the
Champions League to that point, resting players is less of a gamble than not buying a striker in January if you believe the league's done and dusted.
I'd sack him. Like, if I was whoever it was, if it was my manager, I'd be like, well, okay.
Your fucking manager's sitting you 13th in the league and you've said, we've got to keep him because he's building something.
Different expectations.
You got him.
Different expectations. You're happy. Well, I'm not happy. Sorry, again, I won't use that word happy. But
content.
You're content with dropping a few positions in the league, considering you've been second the whole season, pretty much.
I want us to have the best chance of winning the competition.
Okay, I get that. But what I'm saying is, if you
don't think
win
you do.
No, I'm saying if you don't win it,
you'd sack your manager for getting you to the Champions League final and finishing fourth in the league.
That's what Chelsea would do.
He left on mutual consent because he didn't think that you was going to invest in the club.
Mourinho was already at the club before. Before Poch. Yeah, so Mourinho was already at the. It was Mourinho, wasn't it, that replaced Poch?
Mourinho was, yeah.
Yeah, but he was already at the club and eyeing up before they got rid of Poch. They sacked Poch. He didn't leave. They got rid of him.
I don't think they did. I think it was a mutual thing.
No, they got rid of him. And I'm just curious as to from your perspective is that you drop down to third. Third, maybe not so much. Let's say you drop down to fourth, mm-hmm. and then you get Champions League final for the rest of the players. I think that's terrible.
See, the flip side of it, right, is when we had Emery, he rested players in the league when we could have finished in the top four to go for the Europa League.
Hmm.
And he lost out both. Yep. Because he rested players in the league, he dropped out of finishing fourth, and then he lost to Chelsea in the Europa League final. That then was a sackable offence because, like, for me, like, and we got some shit about shitting on the Europa League the other day in the chat. They both, like, fourth place would guarantee you Champions League football. Winning Europa League guarantees Champions League football. Winning Europa League there, like, Arsenal haven't won a European trophy, blah, 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 right? That would have been more prestigious. So I kind of get why he did it. But yeah, he ended up with neither. And you're in Europa League again. If that was a possibility, so get to Champions League final and we finish sixth, then question marks would be flagged because that's bad management. But get to Champions League final and finish fourth, if you've given up on winning the league and you are making sure all of your key players are fit, like your Salibas, your Gabriels, your Thomas Partey's, your Declan Rice's, your at the moment Ethan Nwori or Saka if he's back in time for it, that to me is like a sacrifice. Again, man management. It is down to the manager to make those choices and try his hardest to win a trophy. And that's something other managers, certain managers in this conversation don't really do. If you look at Ange and squad management, as you said, just before we started playing, how many games has Kulusevski played this season?
What are
you talking about? So let's talk about Man City, Tottenham.
Tottenham, yeah. they're just Tottenham. That's just that's who we are, mate.
It's not an excuse.
That's the way it fucking is. I'm sticking with it. Well, Tottenham Man City game. Tottenham Man City. What a pain in the ass game to watch. Because the first half was abysmal for Tottenham. I know he rested players, which was good. Good to see. He had faith in the squad to do something, and we didn't get hammering. If Haaland could actually fucking finish, we could have been 3-0 down quite early on in the game.
He doesn't like playing against you so much. I know he got a goal and yeah. He had a goal disallowed, but he does miss loads against you, doesn't he?
He does. Yeah, I don't know why. Savinho, mate. Oh, God, that guy's quality. He's so good. They got... And Doku. Doku just destroyed Porro. Like,
the thing with both of those players is their final ball. Like, I know they're both young, but their final ball are something criminal at times.
Doku, I knew this would happen. I watched Doku against Liverpool where he
turned
over
Trent Alexander-Arnold inside out.
But their defence was so tight, he couldn't get a ball anywhere to any of their players. Tottenham, Porro's miles out of position, and every ball that Doku was doing found someone from the wing, and it's just Haaland couldn't score. And I was just like, well, why can't Tottenham be that solid at the back? I mean, that's probably why we're in this position in the league, to be fair.
I mean, it's because you're missing all your players.
Well, we are. Thanks for pointing that out. Appreciate it.
That's all I got, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't tell who was talking then.
they were Man City. You know, the squad that we expect to see in the league. They just couldn't put their chances away. They looked really good on the ball as usual. Defensively, I was solid in the first half, and then. That was pretty much the first half in a nutshell. The second half, well, the first 10 minutes, I think it was, and then we looked a lot better in the beginning of the second half, and then we brought some subs on, brought the big boys on, Son come on, and we just looked a lot better. Like, they couldn't really do it. I don't think they even had a shot on target in the second half. If they did, it was just the one. We were all over them, but they, and they did have a shot, so they got the goal disallowed, didn't they? In the second half, and we was unlucky not to score at the end from Sarr. It's just, yeah, I'm just Porro. I say it every week at the moment.
Fucking is guy. He done? You want him out?
He scares me, mate. I don't want him out. I just think he needs to be pushed up the field more. I don't think he's a good defender. It's just, he's always out of position, never closes down quick enough. He's just not good defensively. I think having Spence on the right would be better, and having Udogie on the left would be a bit more solid for us.
Do you think that will happen, or do you think he rested Spence and played Porro over him, or do you think his prefer is Porro?
Oh, I think he rested Spence.
So the likelihood is we see Spence and Ndoggy play this weekend.
Depends on the game.
Ndoggy's going to be your starting left back, right?
It'd be a preferred left back, yeah. And I can't see that changing.
And Spence is naturally a right back, right?
He is, yeah.
So when you've got a fully fit team, you suspect that they're both playing.
Yeah, I think from form, you'd be silly to not play Spence as your right back. But I know he's rotating him at the moment, just because obviously he's had injuries and stuff, and he sort of forced him to rotate. A bit annoyed, obviously, that he hasn't been doing it all season. And just been playing the same squad when they've been fit, and he didn't give Spence a chance before, even though I said it in the season, said it pre-season, he was our best player. He didn't even... what I hated about Ange, he come up with some excuse as to why he didn't play Spence before, something like that, and I was like, that's bullshit, because you didn't even register him for the
rugby. A lot of the stories with Spence is he's a bit of a dickhead. He's a bit of a bad boy.
He had a
bad attitude.
He had a bad attitude at the beginning, yeah.
And you think he's had that checked?
Yes, yeah. He's from what I've seen of what he's been doing, and his comments, and just his way he's been acting and for the club and stuff.
Some of that PR training.
They've probably done something. We didn't need to sell him, I think, to Genoa, I think, for like 10 million.
Never heard of him.
Five.
Oh. Fucking hell, mate. Jesus Christ.
Oh, dear.
It's late. Come on.
but I think he's quality. I hope he gets an England call up. Or maybe not, to be fair. We need him fit.
It'd be interesting because, like, obviously, England haven't struggled for that right back position recently, but they will start in the next few years. Obviously, with Kyle Walker,
he could play left. He could play left back.
He can play left back. Yeah. So we seemingly have quite a lot of options there now, England, like overnight, which is quite good. Got some good youngsters coming through. So.
Yeah, no, good to see. To be fair, we need to strengthen up the England squad overall. To be fair, Kyle Walker's now a bit past it, so having like another pacey.
I can't see Kyle Walker playing much more for England now.
No, I can't.
Not again. I don't know if Ben White's still not going to play for England, but even so, Reece James is coming back. You got Justin at Crystal Palace as well. He's continuously playing well. See Lewis Skelly at Arsenal's doing well. West Ham have got a young left back as well, haven't they? He's starting to get some minutes.
Yeah, Ollie Scholes.
Yeah, so there's a few of them coming through right now. So.
That's good. Good to see. Looking forward to see what Tuchel does with the England squad. Yeah. Tottenham, just because we're getting late, it's getting tired. The Tottenham Man City game is your typical game for Tottenham. Like, he could have went either way. I think more Man City away from the chances from the first half. They probably deserve to win overall anyway. We had a few chances. Like I said, the second half, we were a much better team, but it's Man City. You know, they're always a tough team to play regardless of how bad their form is.
Usually not hard for Tottenham.
No, not normally, but they only beat us 1-0. And like I said, we had chances. And so did they. Doku just turned up and Savinho was quality as well. Didn't really see much of anyone else. They were just solid.
So that's my thing with City at the moment. Certainly this season is, like, we know the quality they've had over the last few years. And like when you look at the City lineup over the last kind of 3 to 5 years, it's fucking incredible. At the moment, Doku and Savinho don't scare me as players. Like, I know they've got pace and they can beat a player. But I don't know if they're like when you put them on paper and you look at when they had Mahrez, for instance, I know which one I'd rather play against. I think they're going to have an interesting next season as well, because obviously Rodri will be back. But I don't see the replacement for Kevin De Bruyne. Like, Phil Foden hasn't stepped up and made that spot his this season, which he really should have done. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see what they do next year.
Fuck's sake.
Don't really have much on Tottenham. It was Man City.
West Ham Leicester then, and this game was atrocious.
Yeah. You'll never see a more comfortable win in Premier League history, I don't think.
We beat West Ham, so it was quite comfortable.
they weren't that comfortable, to be fair.
Bobby's done with me now, he's over to you.
Yeah, I know. I don't think he'll have the same amount of aggression. That really felt personal, the Arsenal one.
It's always
personal. I mean it was really a bit of a nothing match. I don't think West Ham played particularly well to win 2-0. Leicester are just fucking shocking. Like, I know we've obviously said about Southampton and how bad they've been, but I think that's probably up there with one of the worst performances I've ever seen in a Premier League game. Like, they were fucking shocking. I think the problem was that, I think what made it boring initially was that they've been so bad defensively over the past few weeks, Leicester I'm talking about, they just kind of sat back. And at the moment, we're not a particularly great team at breaking teams down. So it just left us with a lot of possession. We were very much in control of the game. And then inevitably, both goals really were shocking defensively from Leicester, but it was always going to happen. But it was a nothing game. I'm boring myself just speaking about it, to be honest. But it felt like one of those games where if Leicester had scored first, maybe I think I think we would have won that game regardless. I don't think we even stepped it up a gear, really. It just looked so comfortable for him. And like I say, probably the most comfortable win you'll ever see.
It's made you safe as well. I know you was worried a couple of weeks ago about relegation.
I weren't worried, no. No, I was not worried. Sure you were. I was getting asked lots of questions about it. And now Mitchell
two more points and you're safe.
So.
Okay.
Hmm?
It was looking
two,
so
two
good
more points and you're safe, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, I think it's going to probably be even less than that, to be honest. But I think we might go on a nice little run now. We've got Newcastle up next. Anthony Gordon's injured, so you know.
Not injured, suspended.
Suspended, yeah. I don't know if Isak will be back. So.
He played midweek, didn't he? I think he played in the game they lost.
Oh, did he? Well, hopefully he gets fucking injured again. But yeah, it was a boring game, but I'm obviously happy with the win, and that's about all I've really got to say about it, to be honest.
And that's the bottom line.
Do you do you start seeing a structure now, Bob, and more of a team? Oh, I'm so tired. A team structure of sorts now, a game plan compared to what Lopetegui had, which is non-existent.
I mean. Yes, I guess so. There is more of a structure. It definitely feels like the players know what they're doing a lot more, if you know what I mean. But I don't think we've had the squad that I would probably expect for a while. Well, since Potter's been in, really. I think Potter's first game, obviously, Somerville got injured and so did Falkrug. So... we're kind of playing without a striker at the moment. I know Jared Bowen's obviously filling in and he's great, but that's obviously not his normal position. So I think we're just kind of doing what we can at the moment with the players that we've got, you know.
Yeah, although you had the injury problems.
Mate, we spent about fucking 120 million in the summer. I don't think we'd be getting away with spending any more money in January.
I'm kidding.
That's fucking pence. What's the matter with you?
Yeah, and also, to be fair, in the January transfer window, we did bring a couple of players in, didn't we? Old Ward-Prowse and also Evan Ferguson. So fuck you, Luke. What'd you do with your January window?
I don't know, mate. Can't remember. But I did see, I'll bring this up. I did see Raya definitely destroy fucking Ward-Prowse for pace. It was fucking amazing.
I mean, I think most players are going to beat him for pace.
Yeah, no, it's like a Gareth Barry. Clive, guess what I mean?
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
What, Gareth Barry?
Oh yeah, he hates him. Don't start him.
Fucking hate Gareth Barry. Slowest player I know to, man. I am quicker than Rain backwards, mate. Yeah, the guy is so slow. He should not even be in the Premier League for being that slow.
He won the Premier League as well.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. Yeah, fucking bench player. He's useless.
Harry Kane never won it.
Doesn't matter about Harry Kane.
I had to. I couldn't help myself.
It's fair.
So are we all done talking about last midweek games?
Yep.
Yeah.
Nothing at the weekend because we're all out the FA Cup. So we can move past that. And we can talk about Man versus AI.
Man versus AI.
Man versus AI.
And Bob needs to make an apology.
Is that a new jingle, is it?
That's what Mike had said, didn't it? I tried to it did go a bit on it, didn't it?
Also, I'm not apologising.
You're not?
No.
Why not?
You almost missed two lots.
Well, right, let me explain. Yeah, so last time... Clive obviously ate a fucking samosa, which, by the way, was from just a ropey little shop in London. So he has no one to blame but himself.
Garage, wasn't it?
I was put on the spot. I had to, you know, do all this stuff. It took a lot of thinking. It was a Sunday morning. Yeah, and
right.
I didn't see you stepping up to try and fucking remind me about it, did you, Clive?
I did that last time. And right? You, I remind you last time. It was someone else's turn.
I say expectations at the beginning, right?
What expectations?
I'm going to do nothing but
exactly.
Talk shit about
you
Arsenal.
You guys know me so well.
Yeah, and
it
play
works,
around with
Tim. All right, let's not change the system, All right, it works.
Sound like Spurs.
Exactly.
Should have heard him before the podcast. He was bad mouthing Ange, saying he wanted him out. Something rotten.
Yeah, you know that's not true. I'm happy you guys keep Arteta. Fuck, he doesn't win anything.
He's already won an FA Cup.
Doesn't really count. I mean, I could have won that. Just turn up and be like, "Oh, man, it's Arsenal." That someone else done.
Yeah, sure.
It's true.
At London is second only to zero.
This is what we bring rivalry.
Right. So fixtures. Yeah. So Bob's not going to apologise. So I'm going to apologise for him. Bob forgot to do the predictions of AI last week. Forgot to read them out. He actually generated them, I'm pretty sure, and just didn't read them out. So.
I don't think I even generated them. I mean, I spoke about generating them, but I didn't.
And then he has the nerve to say on the podcast, "Get out the spreadsheet, Clive. Don't trust me."
Do you know what it is, though, Clive? That was on purpose because I wanted to see if anyone would say about it. Because, you know, quite frankly, you know, we're putting in the hard shift here, updating spreadsheets, that kind of thing. And you've got the likes of Mitchell sitting there, not even putting out a little reminder, helping out.
I'll bring the looks, mate.
Yeah, you got me
there. Picking his nose, isn't he, the whole time?
You wouldn't believe how much I do there.
Mm.
Listening to you lot waffle.
It's a pretty big nose, so.
Oh. I've had surgery on this nose, Clive. No, I think it's actually bigger because of the surgery.
Yeah, he's had a nose job, everyone, yeah.
I couldn't breathe.
Very, very vain. Very, very vain.
Deviated septarmius.
So moving on from Mitchell's nose job.
Fucking big nose. I'm not having that. I've probably got the smallest nose in this group. Get your noses out. Oh, I want pictures of noses on the London is second nose zero fucking Twitter feed, please. I want some noses. And people can guess whose nose is whose.
All right, calm down, Conk.
I mean, that's really...
Nobody knows. That's what we can call it. Nobody knows.
Well done, Bob.
Spelt with nose. Why is no one laughing at that? Nobody knows. It's fucking brilliant.
Because we're laughing at Bob's Monty Python references.
Oh, what did he do?
He missed it. You're going to have to listen back.
Listen back. At London is. Sorry for the fucking stuff. Right, bye.
So, AI's predictions for the games last week was...
I got fucking big nose, Clive. Fuck you.
It predicted Chelsea to win 3-0 against Southampton, got 1 point. It predicted Arsenal to win 3-1 against Forest, got 0 points. Predicted Man City to beat Tottenham, 2-1, got 1 point. Predicted Leicester to lose to West Ham, I don't know why I said it that way, got 1 point, 2-1 it predicted. Bob predicted West Ham 3, Leicester 1, 1 point. Clive predicted Forest 1, Arsenal 1, got 1 point. Mitchell predicted Chelsea 2, Southampton 0, got 1 point. Drum roll, please. Luke predicted Tottenham 2, Man City 1. 0 points. And everything is back to normal.
I mean, we did smash on like 4-0 last time. So, I mean, 2-1 wasn't that bad.
That's history, mate.
Don't talk about history.
I know you've got the DVD of that time you beat Man City 4-0 away from home. But
it's got a Blu-ray, mate.
So AI is on 79 points. The humans still 20 points behind on 59 points. The mini league table that's starting to look pretty bad for Luke and pretty good for anyone who wants to see him in an Arsenal shirt. Starts with Mitchell on 17 points, top of the league. Clive, joint top of the league with 17 points. Bob in third with 16 points. Luke in last with 9 points.
Wow, he's not even on double digits.
Still no double digits for Luke. Right, so let's do the next round of predictions and not forget. So, Bob, who plays first? Ooh, I don't care. West Ham versus Newcastle. West Ham at home. Bob, what's your prediction?
We play last.
I know. I'm doing it in replacement for this time. Yeah, you're on a fucking Monday night again.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. Sorry, I don't know why it made me laugh. I think it was Mitchell's laugh. Oh fuck!
Trying to get the air out of my nose. Isn't it?
Oh, 2-1 West Ham.
I'm a 2-1 West Ham. I mean, they might rest players for the cup final coming up. So,
yep.
I did say I'm going to predict a draw, but after the confidence from tonight, going to go 2-0 Arsenal.
Well.
Most common prediction. And I don't get points very often with it. Mitchell Brown, Leicester v Chelsea. Chelsea at home.
I was really hoping you was going to say big nose.
I was going to say nose. But...
Honestly, this is not a trend, all right? Calm the fuck down with that shit. And Mike, I'm telling you now, mate, do not name this episode fucking big nose. The reference dies here.
Nobody knows. Jesus fucking Christ. No, stop.
Right, I'll tell you what, right? Let me go with this. I was going to say 3-0. And the only reason I'm going to change it, where am I?
You going bigger?
Yes, because, right,
your nose?
I'm looking...
I really will wallop you so hard.
Fucking idiot. Because Leicester's last four results were 4-0, 2-0, 4-0, 2-0. Just because I want to see it happen, I'm going to go 4-0. Yes. Yep.
Luke Jaw, we obviously know you're going for a win. How many by against Bournemouth?
Could go for a draw.
Well, I doubt you're going to do that, though.
4-0 time.
Against Bournemouth, 4-0 time.
That's a joke, surely.
No.
No, Luke.
No, 4-0.
You really want to wear an Arsenal top, don't you?
4-0 Tottenham.
No.
Yeah.
You are joking.
He's done it. No. He's done it. He's in.
Lock it in. Lock it in.
Have you ever beaten Bournemouth 4-0?
Yep.
They're struggling for a bit of form at the moment as well, aren't they? Lost a couple games recently.
Yeah. But still, 4-0.
I'm taking it, mate. I'm taking it. I'm fucking going for it.
The last time you beat them 4-0 was 2017.
Exactly. No longer.
It's
history, Luke.
Arsenal won a trophy since then.
South West Ham.
South Chelsea.
What about Tottenham?
Of course not.
I mean, to be fair, AI has not gone too dissimilar.
Fuck me.
They go 3-0 or 3-1.
3-1, it's gone. Spoiler.
Yeah, I was thinking 3-1.
I'm really too late there, mate.
3-1. No, I've gone 4-0 now.
I think, like Arsenal fucking winning the league, I've given up on us beating AI.
Yeah.
Right, so here we go. Chelsea versus Leicester. Prediction, Chelsea 2, Leicester 1. Chelsea has been inconsistent, but it should have enough quality to get past Leicester, especially at home. Leicester can cause problems on the counter-attack, but might struggle defensively. Tight game, but Chelsea edges it with a late winner. Oh, it's even giving us a top.
Wow,
a
yeah.
late winner. I think that's pretty bollocksy.
Yeah.
But, well, Tottenham versus Bournemouth. Tottenham 3, Bournemouth 1. Spurs' attacking style should see them dominate possession and create plenty of chances. That's pretty true. Bournemouth has been decent going forward, so they might nick a goal, but Spurs should outscore them. Expect goals from Son and Maddison. Manchester United versus Arsenal. Prediction. Manchester United 1, Arsenal 2. Arsenal is better form and looks more structured as a team. Manchester United has been inconsistent and might struggle against Arsenal's midfield. A close game, but Arsenal's quality in attack and defensive stability should see them through. Yeah, that's just rubbish, really. West Ham versus Newcastle. Prediction, West Ham 2, Newcastle 2. Both teams are strong going forward, but have had defensive lapses. West Ham will look to take advantage of set pieces, while Newcastle will rely on Isak and Gordon's pace. Gordon's suspended, so a competitive and entertaining draw with goals at both ends. That's it. That's the AI's prediction. So they are all in the spreadsheet. Bob, take note. They've all been read out. Again, Bob, take note. But thank you very much for hosting last week.
Fuck you, Clive.
I was not in a good way.
Well, who's to blame for that?
Whoever gave me a dodgy samosa.
Name the shop.
It's probably a Spurs
fan. No, I'm not. I'm not going to do that. I can't ruin their reputation.
No, ruin their reputation.
Best Spurs fan ever.
What was that?
Nothing.
Right.
Yeah, you'll have to listen to it back.
I'll get Mike to enhance it, like they do in CSI.
Can you clear that up, any?
I don't know. Let's enhance it.
Best first, Spurs fan ever.
Stop. Pause it.
Rotate 75 degrees around the vertical, please.
Best first, Spurs fan ever.
Right, I think that's a wrap. What we did that? We're at an hour and 1 minute. So, yeah, I think that's good. Good going, boys. And good night, Bob.
Thanks, chaps. What? What?
I was just saying good night.
Yeah, Bob. Good night, Bob.
Good night, Luke.
Good night.
Oh, okay. No, Clive. No. No. Cut this now.
Good night, nose.